Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, and I'm the Senior Area Director for BNI Heartland. And today with me, I have our Executive Director, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
Doing well, Brandon. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. We had a great week out west this week, and we did a lot of driving, but we have an advantage today to sit down and record a podcast. And what we wanted to focus on today was thank you for closed business.
Yes, indeed.
And when I do the training for education coordinator, I talk about how you can do education for thank you for closed business. And I keep it really simple. I tell them there's basically two things you can do. You can educate people on how important it is to enter it, and you can educate people on how to enter it, basically, right? So we want to go over those things here in the podcast today, and we will reference BNI Connect a little bit. Of course, if you ever have questions with BNI Connect, you can reach out to your local area director, and they'll be able to direct you or even show you on where to go.
And also on that, the support site within BNI Connect can give you some insight on how to enter it, why to enter it, as well as a document in the document section of BNI Connect entitled Slips. So if you're able to get on BNI Connect, get to the documents and search, just simply put in Slips, S-L-I-P-S. You'll find a document that walks through all of the slips and has quite a bit of detail on the entering of Thank You for Closed Business.
Perfect. So let's dig right in here. The importance of tracking and entering your thank you for closed business. Vince, what's the main reason that you want to be entering this in?
Well, there's really a couple of reasons. First and foremost, to thank your referral sources. So to thank the other people in your chapter that are passing you referrals and able to show them what those referrals actually turned into. Now, I say show them, I want to stress that thank you for closed business is meant to be confidential, or better yet, as confidential as you need it to be. Meaning that if you have laws, privacy laws, HIPAA regulations, etc., we understand that you may or may not be able to share publicly that Brandon passed you a referral and it resulted in this much business. However, The thank you for closed business program is confidential in that only the person that is being thanked really is the person put on that slip, if you will. The physical green slip that you fill out asks for the person that you're thanking. So if Brandon passes a referral to me and it turns into business, I thank Brandon. My name is actually nowhere on that slip, and that should be the same for you.
So one thing I really like about that that I think people forget is by you entering your thank you for closed business, it actually reflects for the other member, correct?
Correct. So when I enter a thank you for closed business, thanking you, Brandon, it shows up on your report that you have been thanked for X amount of dollars. It shows up that you've been thanked, meaning a referral closed that you passed to someone. And this is the amount of money that it resulted in for that member, really for the chapter. You're being thanked for a referral that you've passed within the chapter.
And that would play huge when people at the end of the year look at what they've given and what they've gotten out of BNI, just overstressing how important it is to enter this.
Well, it goes back to the whole philosophy of BNI, really. It's giver's gain. So this shows you what you've given. Now, by the same token, you said the importance at the end of a year, the importance of what you've put in your pocket and what has really come into you is also important. So we've talked about the Palms report and how the person who passed the referral is ultimately thanked for the business and it's tracked that way on that report. Well, when you log into BNI Connect and the first thing you see is a dashboard that talks about your referrals that you've passed, talks about what you've done activity-wise. It also shows you how much business you've ultimately put into your pocket or tracked from BNI. Now, let me be clear. I said it's confidential. It is confidential. You are the only person that can see the amount of money that has come into your business. So when you go in and enter a thank you for closed business, using the example I gave earlier, when I go in and thank Brandon for the referral that he passed me that resulted in business, he gets the dollar amount showing up on his thank you for closed business report on the Palms report, or actually thank you for closed business column on the Palms report. On the dashboard that I first see, I see that same dollar amount as revenue to my business. So BNI Connect provides you actual tracking mechanisms for the business that you've closed. That's really important when you come back and look at what has been a result of your BNI membership. Now, this only happens when you physically enter your thank you for closed business slips yourself. Meaning that if you turn in a green slip at your chapter to your vice president enters the thank you for closed business for the person that's being thanked. If you go back to what I said earlier, when I turn in a thank you for closed business, Brandon passes me a referral, turns into closed business, I turn in that green slip and it says, thank you, Brandon. My name's not on it anywhere. I'm not getting any means of tracking for me personally within BNI Connect and for my business. So it's very imperative that you go in and track your own business so that you can, one, thank your referral source, but two, maybe most importantly, track your business that's been done. So there are two very important reasons to track thank you for closed business. But I always have to stress, confidentiality is important. You are the only one that can see what you've thanked somebody for.
And very easy. If you sign into BNI Connect on the dashboard, you scroll down a little bit and you're going to see enter a referral, enter your thank you for closed business, enter a CEU, all of those on there. And it takes 5 seconds. It literally takes 5 seconds.
Yeah, it doesn't take long at all. And I know we've talked about entering chapter education units. Those are on there as well. Entering referrals. All of those items that you can enter online not only gives you a tracking mechanism, in most cases it gives your partner that you're passing the referral to, that you did the one-to-one with, that you thanked for closed business, it gives them a tracking ability as well.
One other thing that I want to talk about with the big picture of thank you for closed business is in a lot of presentations by your director or even by your vice president, they talk about the thank you for closed business that's in your chapter. We talk about the thank you for closed business that's in the Heartland region, that's in the world. And those numbers look awesome. But every time I read them, I think to myself, there has to be a percentage of people that aren't entering their thank you for closed business. What would this number look like if everybody consistently entered their thank you for closed business?
Yeah, we've continued seeing an increase in thank you for closed business. Now, on one hand, that's because referrals and membership within your chapter has increased. On the other hand, it's also because more of you, more members, more people are entering thank you for closed business. I truly believe that that number would continue to rise tomorrow, the next day, if all of you would take a moment and just go in and enter your thank you for closed business. As a matter of fact, just within the last couple of weeks, I received an email from a member who said, you know, I went in and put in thank you for closed business for the last, I think it was a year, maybe even 18 months, put it all in. So there's 18 months, or even if it was only a year's worth of closed business that hadn't been tracked. Now, the good news is, as of today, it's been tracked.
Right.
It's been thanked and tracked, and it's in there. The bad news is, you know, it took a year, so the numbers are off over time, but overall, they're there now.
So let's look at a profession. I'm going to use a hairstylist, where their closed business is pretty consistent. If you have a male that comes and gets his haircut once a month, that's closed business every month.
Correct.
If you have somebody that comes in every other month, that's still closed business. And one really cool thing that I've seen done is, and this is twofold what this does, but the hairstylist will put a stack of thank you for closed business green slips up by the register. And so when a client comes in and they know that they're through BNI, they will instantly write down the closed business right there. So number one, that's continual tracking. I think that's fantastic. But the second side of that is, how many clients are going to say, hey, what's this green slip that you have up here, right? Because it always takes a few minutes to get rang up and kind of look at what's around. And more B&I awareness. And what happens if you cut an electrician's hair and he doesn't ever think about coming to the meeting? He asks about that slip and you have an opportunity to invite him to the meeting. So it not only helps with consistency of entering, but it also a little bit of B&I awareness, which I think is a great opportunity.
That sounds like a future podcast that we should do. B&I awareness, how to make B&I more aware in the community, in your business, et cetera. We'll have to make sure we talk about that in the future.
Well, it looks like you wrote it down, so I know that we'll get it done that way by all means. So, okay, well, it looks like we've pretty much covered everything that we wanted to talk about. Thank you for closed business. We knew this wouldn't be the biggest podcast because it seems so simple, but really the why, right?
The importance is why we wanted to cover it, to, I guess, awareness. Go back to awareness. Make you as members aware of the importance for your own business tracking, but also for your referral sources. Thanking them and them being able to track, hey, I passed 20 referrals that resulted in $20,000 worth of closed business. Whatever the numbers are, it doesn't matter, but it gives you an idea of what the referrals you're passing, frankly, what the referrals you're receiving from other members are worth on average. And it's important. Tracking accountability is, you know, accountability is one of our core values. So being able to track what you've done, what you've been responsible for, what you've closed, however you want to look at it, it's all important. It comes to awareness and it comes to accountability of helping others track their membership while you track yours and have something to tangibly look at whenever you're looking at your value. And our goal as directors is to continue helping you increase your business. Look at the mission statement and B&I. Help members increase their business through structure, positive and supportive, meaningful relationships. All of those words come back to accountability and ultimately us as directors, you as members, all of us helping one another. This is one avenue where you can help everybody in your chapter by tracking what things mean to you.
And for the record, you can't see this, but he did not have the mission statement in front of him. I think you just nailed it. Pretty impressive.
I don't think I gave it word for word, but I think I touched on all the important words in it.
Pretty darn close. Okay, so I think that was your closing statements, I would say, right?
It was.
Excellent. Well, Vince, we always appreciate your knowledge and your experience coming in on these podcasts. And of course, for our listeners, I always want to remind you that these podcasts, they are for the members. So if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover in the future, feel free to email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we'll look to talk about that in the future. So once again, I want to thank Vince for being here today, and we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.